Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations. We made it. Self high fives all the way around. If you are blissfully unaware of what's going on in the world, I am actually sort of jealous. You know, I really am a little jealous of people who are not aware of all the nonsense that the rest of us are putting up with. And the rest of us are putting up with a bunch of nonsense. The coronavirus thing seems to be all but over, right? I mean, that's it. We're officially, what, in phase 2.0? And that means that restaurants can be open with 50% capacity. I mean, let's do this in dribs and drabs, because as we all know, what we really want to do is tank the economy. You betcha. Absolutely. Great job there. But it seems as if the economy came roaring back last month. 2.5 million jobs created. You've got to thank the Paycheck Protection Program for a lot of that. The unemployment rate ticked down. And what do you hear in the news? Why, Joe Biden's opinion. I don't care what Joe Biden has to say about this. Do you? I mean, really, if you're a Democrat, that's fine. Then maybe you care what Joe Biden's opinion is, but that's not news. That's not even close to news. And safety tips for protesters. Okay. It's just bizarre, isn't it? I mean, really, just a small dollop of lunacy every now and then. But if you're not aware of that, and you just go on with your life, I mean, I tell you this, it sounds weird, but I look at the dogs. Dogs don't know we're involved in any sort of crisis. The dog's big excitement today was that there were two guys, Reggie and Tyshawn, from U.S. Electric. And they've been here. They've been putting in ceiling fans and some stuff like that. So that was the big excitement for the dogs. They got to meet two new people. And the dogs, God, they just will not stop barking. Now, I know they're trying their best to show us that they care. Oh, didn't you say there's somebody new? Somebody there? There's somebody at the door. All right, we got it. If we're not going and getting weaponry to combat those people, then you little four-legged furballs should be able to figure out, oh, I guess they're okay. But it doesn't work that way. But again, they're not aware of all the nonsense that's going on. And then they can settle back down and take a nap and they get a treat and everything is right with the world. But you and I are living a very different existence, obviously. We are aware of the nonsense that's going on with the world. We are aware of the petty politicking that we're seeing. We do know that this economy took a gut blow thanks to the leftists, right? Democrats are outraged that there's good economic news, because Democrats are rooting continually for the economy to fail. That's what they want. This is all about removing Trump from office at all costs. They do not care who has to get hurt. And so the last thing in their playbook was the coronavirus hysteria. Let's pitch that out there. Let's tank the economy. Nobody can go to work. What was it? Wasn't it going to be like a 15-day layoff, 15-day shuttering to, flatten the curve? And that whole flatten the curve nonsense, boy, that went by the wayside pretty damn fast, didn't it? No, we've got to stay locked in our houses until there's a vaccine and a cure. Really, is it going to be a dessert topping and a floor wax? I just am not listening anymore. I'm not. I don't want to hear from Ralph Northam. You know what? That's not true. The only thing that I want to hear from Ralph Northam is when he honestly tells us whether he was in blackface or the Klan hood. If he's willing to do that, then I'm willing to listen. But otherwise, I don't give a rat's ass what he has to say about anything. I just don't. I don't care what the mayor has to say about anything. I just am done with all of the nonsense, and I would like to get back to living my life such as it is as soon as possible. What about you? Here's the number, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And I need to know from you honestly, like a gut check reaction here. You and I have been through the proverbial ringer the last couple of months. You and I have been told we've got to hide in our houses because the old coronavirus is going to get you. It's going to get you. We've got to cancel schools. Immediately, we canceled schools, even though the folks who were most at risk were elderly people in nursing homes. We didn't shut down nursing homes. We took people with coronavirus, and we stuck them back in the nursing home. We killed even more people that way. It's outrageous. Oh, but we closed down the schools. And we closed down business. And then we enabled uber left-wing bottom feeders to engage in pure, crass political gamesmanship and keep businesses closed and demonize decent people who said things like, I'd like to feed my children. I think feeding my children actually is essential. The poor woman who was the hairdresser in Texas, remember this? All she wanted to do was open her salon, and she said, I'll wear your mask, we'll have appointments, we won't have people any closer than 6 or 7 feet, right? All the things that the left told us, oh, you got to do this, you got to do this. She's willing to do all of that. And she's held in contempt of court. How dare you be selfish? What the hell is selfish about that? She said, I've got children to feed. They're hungry. My hairstylists have children to feed. How is that selfish? Well, that's where we are right now. I don't know that anybody's going to listen to anything anymore. And then to have, locally, we had the mayor of Richmond tell his friends, come on down. You come on down to City Hall, hundreds and hundreds of people stand together, elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder. No masks, no social distancing, screaming and hollering, spitting. Oh, and sharing the megaphone. I mean, you couldn't pick out more irresponsible behavior. And then the mayor turns around and says, oh, and by the way, everybody who was arrested for the curfew violations, I want those charges dropped. Outrageous. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Give me a shout. I'm just curious to know, again, sort of taking your temperature here, the gut check reaction. Are you actually going to listen to what the Northams and the Stonies of the world are telling us as we move forward? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. In the background, we've got people saying, if they are really serious about tearing down the Robert E. Lee Monument, you know that the state is going to do it in the middle of the night, right? Because they're going to come sneaking in like rats. You know that they will do it in the middle of the night. So I've got people saying to me, well, are people going to go down to the Robert E. Lee Monument and surround it and keep the contractors away? I don't know. But if you're going to do it, I guess you got to go during the daylight hours and expect to stay a long time, because you know it'll be in the middle of the night. There's no question about that. And they want to do it as soon as possible. And here's what I'm thinking. I think that the brain trust up there on Capitol Square has said to Northam, We need to do it ASAP. We don't care whether anybody is taking any legal action. In fact, what we want to do, what we really want to do, is we want to get it off the pedestal immediately. And then we'll be able to say, oh, sure, you know, we know that we lost in court, but gosh, it's just too expensive and inconvenient to return it now that it's been removed. That is their plan. Make no mistake about it. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Got a note here, which I will pass on to John Reed. It's a newspaper clipping from the Times-Dispatch, which reads as follows. Mayor LeVar Stoney also tweeted an apology to peaceful protesters who were tear-gassed and encouraged them to attend a protest at noon Tuesday at City Hall. Quote, I want to apologize in person, end quote, the mayor wrote. In other words, even though he told John he never invited anybody, he invited everybody. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, what are you going to do? I know that you are as shocked as anyone else. Is anybody going to pay attention to what the Northams and the Stonies of the world have to say? Thomas is in Richmond. Thomas, welcome to News Radio WRVA.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
All right, sir.
And yes, I am definitely paying attention to what the mayor and the governor are saying. Complying is a different thing, but I definitely am paying attention to what they say. I've been trying to get in for the past 2 days. I'm actually running a little program called Rebuild Virginia. And any contractors out there that would like to help with some of the people who were affected by the riots, if you can contact me, my name is Thomas White. You can contact me on my public Facebook page. I'm going to try to get with you on your page and go through my plan of what I want to do. I think you'd be very interested, and I'm hoping that you guys can help me out over at WRVA.
That sounds great. All right, Thomas, yeah, send me an email with the details, and I will do everything that I can. It sounds like a great opportunity for private contractors who might like to be involved in rebuilding to do that. Thomas, thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Let me get to Don, who is in Glen Allen. Don, welcome to News Radio WRVA.
Yes, sir. I pay attention to Governor Northam and Mayor Stoney, and I listen to them very hard, sir. And so I went out and bought myself another shotgun.
Yeah.
I call it the gift from Governor Northam, and based on all the trucks and cars here in the parking lot where I am, there's a whole lot of people that are buying equipment like that because of what the governor said.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. I know our friends over at Colonial Shooting Academy, I was chatting with them the other day, they're swamped. They're absolutely swamped. Basically cannot keep anything in stock. We've seen what happens when lawlessness is allowed to rage. We've seen what happens when the governor and the mayor reward those who are violent. And you know what's happening? People are saying, damn, I better be able to take care of myself. 4:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.